new restaurant for Ukrainians in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates. Like a lot of restaurants there, it is upscale and chic. It is also proudly Ukrainian, from the decor to the cuisine. NPR's international correspondent, Aya Batraoui, met Ukrainians there who yearn for a taste of home.
The smell of freshly baked bread at a crackling wood fire oven permeates the Oi restaurant. It seems everyone is here for the same thing.
Borscht.
The borscht. You're eating the borscht?
Of course. What else?
Yoi's borscht is prepared by chefs from Ukraine and served with a long stick carrying a heavy black pot. Yoi's operations manager, Natalia Skrapnik, says she saw a customer cry after tasting the borscht here.
He was like, oh my God, I couldn't try that for a long time, and it's so tasty, and it's so delicious, and it's so Ukrainian.
For Ukrainians living abroad, this restaurant offers more than just familiar dishes. It provides a connection with Ukraine, a nation at war, fighting for its existence and way of life.
You know, when you see the people, when you are speaking your language, when they are laughing to you, they're smiling to you, and you feel this connection, it's something incredible. I cannot explain with words because it's something inside you.
That's Ileana Volkovitska. She lives in Dubai but grew up in Mariupol. For weeks, she had no contact with her parents trapped there as Russia bombarded and captured the city. They fled eventually, but their homes were destroyed. Yoi resembles home with a modern twist. Its walls are lined with thousands of tiles imported from the Ukrainian city of Lviv. The tableware is a traditional Kozhev ceramic. The servers' outfits are made by a Ukrainian designer. A wooden table, 42 feet long, creates the kind of Ukrainian dinner vibe of neighbors in the countryside gathering to break bread. The chandelier mimics a stork's nest, a bird symbolizing springtime and new life in Ukraine. The seating overlooks a fountain and a plaza where music plays Disney's A Whole New World. Fitting for a swanky place like Dubai that draws people seeking prosperity and safety. That goes for Ukrainians and Russians. In the restaurant is Max, a Russian IT entrepreneur with a business in Dubai who brought his Russian co-workers to live here.
I believe that right now happening the big mess and big mistake in general. These two nations, Russian and Ukraine, should not fight. Absolutely. Should not fight.
Max would only give his first name, concerned about repercussions against his business from speaking freely about the war. His table offers a snapshot of the complexities of this war and the people caught in it. He's actually here with his Ukrainian girlfriend and a couple from Crimea, Ukrainian territory that Russia annexed in 2014.
I was born in Moscow in Russia, but I came to a Ukrainian restaurant because this kitchen and this culture is very close to us, honestly speaking. It's not about politics. I feel them like brothers and sisters.
At a table near him, I meet a Ukrainian woman from Kyiv. Her name is Irina Klaventenko. She says she was unnerved by the sheer number of Russians she was encountering in the UAE as her parents faced Russia's invasion back home.
Like, you are here, but you are not here. You're flying somewhere. Like, it was like a zombie, especially when we could, like, hear Russian-speaking people. It was like a disaster, to be honest.
She says it still feels surreal, all the opulence and luxury in Dubai. The war changed her priorities.
You know, before you were like, oh, I want Dolce & Gabbana back. Now it's like, who cares about Dolce & Gabbana back? You know, we just want war to finish. That's it.
Outside by the fountain, just a few doors down from Yoi, Russians pack a restaurant for a game night of free drinks. The war in Ukraine is a world away. And for now, this is an escape. Aya Batraoui, NPR News, Dubai.